kwenzakala i-apartheid laphana. So I think mazokhuluma uPresident Netanyahu ukuthi i-solution ukuthi babulale as much as possible until baqeda abantu beHamas. Angeke babaqeda abantu beHamas. And iHamas, according to ama-statistics, ikhuluma ukuthi eHamas ikona lapha eGaza. But West Bank bayadubula nesinye isikhathi kubona be-Israel. So if bebalwisa ama-Hamas, why bazongena kubo West Bank namanye amadorobha ukuthi babulala ama-Palestinian?
Sizwe inhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo, lamazwe agoqela iMelika bekhuthaza ukuthi kuke kumiwe ukuliwa eGaza laphana ukuze kuphathiswe abalimeleyo, kodwa i-Israel yona isithi ayisoze ime ukulwa kuze kukhululwe abathunjiweyo. Ukubona njani lokho?
I think i-problem yokuthi u-President Netanyahu ubona i-solution ukuthi itholakala through i-war kuphela, akaboni i-solution from any other possible avenue. So before even le kala from 7 October, before 7 October, bekakhulumile yena even lesikhathi bambiza e-America ukuthi ubona ukuthi i-Hamas ama-terrorist, and ama-terrorist aba understand any other language ngaphandle ukuthi babalwise, babadubule, bababulale. So yena i-language I understand ayo ilokuthi kulwiwe, yabona. But even mabathi bafuna ukuthi balwise i-Hamas, given ukuthi si understand ukuthi something yayenzeka and kwalimala abantu, but ibona i-retaliation bayenzayo, baphanisha wonke umuntu, and abana i-discretion ukuthi ubani uzolimala, abanandaba ukuthi abantwana.
Ubona ngani kuzaphetha njani lapha?
Laba abantu abadala, asibabiza abantu abadala, aba-USA, aba-UK, bona mabastope-ke ukuthi basupporte i-Israel i-breaker ama-international law. Because angithi masikhuluma indaba yase-Russia nase-Ukraine, sikhuluma ukuthi i-Ukraine in a right to defend itself because they are occupied. So same language ukuthi abantu base-Palestine bane-right to defend themselves because i-Israel ikhulumiwe lapho e-UN ukuthi they are the occupiers, they are the colonizers.